Lead yourself. Lead SA.
The second part of our Lead Essay feature today is to let you know about a big fundraising event that's happening this coming weekend in aid of Iris House. And on the line with me is Sue van der Linde, the founder and CEO of Iris House, which is a children's hospice. Sue, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Hi, Pippa. Thank you so much for having me.
Won't you tell us a little bit about Iris House and its history, please?
Sure, with pleasure. We started in 2011 with 12 families. We currently have 437 registered families.
Wow.
And, yeah, it's grown. Basically, what we've done is we have started from my house. We now have a hospice premises, and we have outstanding therapies, and we still have our community-based care. So we provide respite care for special needs children across the Western Cape.
I know that facilities like this are few and far between, Sue, so there's immense need for what you're doing. Do you focus on any particular communities, or are you open to anyone from anywhere in Cape Town?
Pretty much anyone from anywhere, so long as their child is life-limited or life-threatened by their special needs.
Okay. That includes children, for example, with cerebral palsy, a number of different conditions and illnesses
100%.
Who end up. Yeah, okay.
100%, yeah.
It's partly about obviously making sure that child's final time is as comfortable and as peaceful as it can be, Sue, but I would imagine that it's equally about supporting their family through what must be an incredibly difficult process.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think one focuses on end of life as all that hospice does, but actually that's not correct. It's more about making every day of that child's life an absolutely wonderful day. So we focus on quality of life. We focus on making that child's life comfortable, happy, and that obviously is holistic care. It's provided to the family as well. So we're there for mom, we're there for dad, we're there to give them breaks when they need it, and there to support them.
Okay. It's really important work, Sue, and I know your annual fundraising ball is one of your biggest sources of income. It's just around the corner. Won't you tell us what you've got planned this year and what your fundraising goal is?
Well, it's a really exciting one, and I must start by thanking our amazing sponsor, Devira Kuma, because without them, this wouldn't be happening. What Devira does is they come in and they cover all of our costs. So when we walk in the door at the ball on Saturday, we know whatever profits we make go directly to Iris House.
Oh, fantastic.
And that's a big thing, because I think that's where a lot of fundraisers go wrong. You know, one spends too much on the setup and you land up with very little profit. But we're going the other way. We're going for R1 million this year.
Sure. Okay, that's impressive. What would R1 million in funds facilitate at Iris House? What would you be able to do with that money, Sue? Have you got it already spent in your mind?
Pretty much. Really, you know, there's a lot of things that we still need to do. We want to build on an OT room. We also want to build on an aquatherapy pool room so we can use it 365 days a year. And we want to be able to help more families. You know, the figure I gave you earlier of 437, yes, it sounds impressive, but trust me, it's the tip of the iceberg.
Mm. Sue, are there still tickets available for the ball this weekend? Can you tell us a little bit about where and when it's all happening?
Okay, it's happening at the Table Bay Hotel. Unfortunately, it is sold out, or fortunately, it is sold out.
Please say fortunately. I'm very happy for you to hear that, yes.
As am I. We have fantastic support. Again, Devira bring in some of their top clients. I've got some very special guests, including the Premier of the Western Cape, who is our guest speaker. I've got Mr. Jan Bry, who is supported us for years now. And he comes every year. The Premier is also giving a very special gift or auction item away, which is a dinner for six at Leeuwenhof.
Oh, wow.
And that's a big one. People love bidding on that. And we've got some amazing artists who are supporting us, including Lionel Smith, Martin Osler, Arjen Dietrich. So we're going to make that million. We are going to make that million. We are focused.
Well, congratulations to everybody who's pledged to support the event. I'm delighted to hear that your tickets are all gone, Sue. And all I can say is that I hope that you reach that million mark and beyond, unlocking all that potential that you have in your head to take Iris House further into the year. Thank you so much for chatting to us today. I'd like to leave our listeners with a way of helping you, even if they can't buy a ticket for the charity ball, if somebody would like to make a donation or reach out to you to help in some way. Sue, how can they do that?
It's really very easy. Our website has got a PayFast link on it. So they would literally need to just go to our website, which is www.iris-house.org, and they can make a donation, a once-off, a monthly donation, or they can contact us at the hospice. They have donations. It's not all about money. Often we have wonderful people who come in with wonderful items that we can use or pass on to our families. So they're very welcome. And also come out to the hospice. We have an open gate policy, and we have a very large gate. And we enjoy people coming to see what we're all about, seeing our horses, seeing our equine therapy in action, et cetera, et cetera. So they're very welcome to get involved, and we encourage that. We need more supporters in the Western Cape.
Sue Funnelinda, thank you so much for chatting to us. Founder and CEO of Iris House Children's Hospice. That website again is iris-house.org. Thank you to everybody who's already bought tickets for the fundraising ball this weekend, and hope you all have a wonderful evening and reach that million rand target.